Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wilderness Freedom Radio on this Monday night. I tell you what, I said it the other night when we were going off the air that some weird shit was fixing to happen, and here it happened. We had these Chinese spy balloon flying over us and everything else. So, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I'm hanging in there, brother. Just watching all, watching this almost, I'm not even sure how to describe it, dangerously comedic shit show, maybe. I mean,
well, yeah, I have to tell you, I told you I had a feeling when we got off the air, there's something weird. It just felt weird, like something weird is going to happen. And right after we got off the air, that came up and everything. And well, now, just before we got on the air, a news flash came over, and there's a second balloon that was spotted over Latin America heading our direction. So what the fuck is going on with all this stuff? You know, first when we get going, I want to say hello to Christina Walker, my son Jonathan Bernard, who's listening in at the DJ Wiggins up in North Carolina. And everything, and Vorton's going to probably call in. I don't know. He's been MIA all day. So we'll see if he calls in. But, I don't know what to call it, man. This is totally confusing. But, again, was this bioweapons they're planning to release on us? Was this a targeting system to locate nukes? What do you think, brother?
It wasn't any kind. Targeting system or anything like that. What it was probably a very sophisticated reconnaissance balloon. And, okay, so just imagine, okay, everybody's listening here has seen, Google Maps, show you the surface and that, one thing or another. And everyone's aware of the detail you can see on those, correct?
Right.
You with me?
Right.
Well,
yep,
this balloon had exactly the same stuff on it. And if you think that, it was just collecting that and they had to get the balloon back. No, ladies and gentlemen, this was transmitting this stuff as they allowed it to float across our country. Our silos. And this isn't the first time this has happened. Our silos have been located. They've been pinned down a little closer. They can look at the video or pictures, whatever you care to call them, and see if there's any new construction, changes, new construction, whatever like that. Ladies and gentlemen, and what should really get your goat, is they fed you a line of bullshit, too. Well, we don't want it to come down in a populated area, da-da-da, like this. That is straight-up bullshit, ladies and gentlemen. Our Air Force knows how to take down any target anywhere, okay?
Right.
So don't believe that bullshit for a minute. What happened was they were allowed, when I say they were allowed, I'm talking about the Chinese. They were allowed to complete their reconnaissance mission. And then they sent our guys out to shoot it down. And they're all waving flags. They're big heroes, one thing or another. Ladies and gentlemen, that reconnaissance balloon was allowed to complete its mission by our government and military and feed that data to China. And somebody's got a hell of a lot of explaining to do, in my humble opinion.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I mean, from what I've been reading, too, General Miley stated that he gave the stand-down order not to override the president to not shoot the thing down. This thing has been floating in the United States for a month already, what I am seeing. And the only way we found out about it because somebody took a picture and spotted it up there in Montana. That's the only way we knew that. At first I didn't believe it. Then after all these reports started coming out, well, I saw a live feed from Montana where somebody shot a feed from their house, or something exploded right in that same general area, but it wasn't the satellite. So what did they shoot down? Or what did they blow up?
Well, I don't know about anything like that. I'm not going to speculate on that because I haven't seen any of the data or anything like that.
I'll send it to you.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what it's going to take to make people understand that our government, Joe Biden and company, and the deep state and... you want to know where the deep state is centered at, ladies and gentlemen?
Virgil, you want to answer that?
The people who pull the strings to what's going on here, these elitists, Chi-Com, et cetera, well, it comes right back down to it. It just came to me an epiphany, Joe. It's in Ukraine.
Oh, definitely. I agree with you.
I mean, I couldn't understand. I just sat here and it ate on me, brother. You know, when young Rockefeller sent that email to the United Kingdom government and stuff like that, saying that they needed to step up, that Ukraine could not fall, that it was the centerpiece of the New World Order. And then it just finally all coming together because, you know, nobody's talking about the illegal biolabs anymore. Biden and the CIA were directly involved in funding research, gain of function on the coronavirus, several other things. They were just working gain of function research on this stuff against the laws of the United States and against the law of the Geneva Convention and NATO. They were there. It's undeniable. It's come out. It's been admitted to. And I'm going to tell you something else, ladies and gentlemen. If you think there is an honest man or woman left in the FBI or the DOJ, you are absolutely sadly mistaken. I mean, this is such corruption on such an unbelievable scale, Joseph. And, you know, I mean, a lot of this...
It goes all the way up. Oh, yeah, and it goes all the way into the Pentagon, too. All the way into the Pentagon. That's correct.
You know, like you said, like we discussed on the show several times, you know, the beginning of all this started years ago. But if you think back and think about where we were and where we are now, the catalyst that really major change and the push and the woke and all this rioting and division and stuff, that came with Barack Hussein Obama. There's no denying it. He still got his finger in the pie. It was Obama and Mueller that set a lot of that stuff up in Ukraine. Why would a U.S. president go to the Ukraine 9 times in 8 years?
Right.
Huh?
Or China.
Right. What fucking reason?
Could you want to answer that, brother?
Have going to you 9 times in 8 years.
Oh, Virgil's called. Yeah, I think it's Virgil. You there, Virgil?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Yeah, what do you think about this, man?
Well, I mean, it's what we've been seeing the whole time from day one when this show started, okay? This is all about control. And like I said before, President Eisenhower warned about it. President Kennedy was going to expose it and got killed for it. Mm-hmm. And that, what Russell is saying, the deep state, formerly known as the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
Six one way, half a dozen the other. I don't care what title you use on it. Okay? And it's like this. You know, these people are put up there and they say and they scream and they holler about this rights and that rights and the Constitution and everything else. All of that is gone, ladies and gentlemen. You have two choices in this country now. Only two. You know what those two choices are? 31 Flavors and Burger King. That's it.
Live or die.
That's it.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, these people have thrown this entire country, your rights, your freedom, your morality, your educational system. They threw it all into a food processor and poured it out on the ground and just said, hey, you're going to do what we tell you to do, and, you know, you're going to like it. We're going to shit in your cornflakes, and you're going to like it.
Well,
that's just what they're telling us.
Well, that's exactly what's happening, too.
Well, it, you know, like I was saying right before you came on Virgil, there, if anybody believes there's one honest man or woman left in the FBI or DOJ, they are just, they demand a refund their institution of higher learning for breach of contract. All right.
You might as well just jumble the two, Russell, and call them the Gestapo. Okay?
Yep.
You might as well call them the Gestapo. Okay?
Well, that's certainly what they become.
And where does the Ukraine tie in with the Gestapo? Let me educate you people on something, since they've turned the schools into indoctrination centers and they don't teach world history anymore. During World War II, the majority of guards in the concentration camps were Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm.
That's Dachau, Auschwitz, Bucharest, and a lot of the other camps. They were the guards there. They were the ones that threw the pellets into the showers with no water. They were the ones who watched over and watched Jewish forced labor throw bodies into the crematoriums. You know, I mean, look at, okay, if you watch the movie Schindler's List was one of the best. Do you know they tried to ban that movie? They tried to ban the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And Schindler's List, it will show you everything as to what's going on and where all of this is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Ukraine, I'm going to tell you what right now. See, Biden is on TV and he's saying, I'm not going to give F-16 fighters to the Ukraine. Okay? Okay, but as soon as those first Bradley fighting vehicles and tanks roll across the border, ladies and gentlemen, the United States has technically entered that war.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to give them those F-16s. He's giving them Patriot missile batteries. Okay? That's a very sophisticated weapon. Okay? And he's going to give them F-16s. And guess what Putin's going to do? He's not going to directly attack the United States for that. No. He's going to recruit terrorist cells to come into this country. And then we're really going to have a fucking problem. That's what he's going to do.
The only problem is, Virgil, is that he doesn't have to recruit them. They are already here. there are Venezuela regular army all over here, and they're just waiting on a signal to move. And you have China and Russia both just, you know, kissing, I can't even think of his name right now over there in Venezuela, but they're both kissing it. I've told people for decades. People laughed at me. People scoffed at me. I said, when they come, they're going to come across our southern border. And I'm telling you what, gentlemen, you're looking like I nailed that one.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you nailed it on the head. You nailed it on the head. You nailed it. Right, perfect. Hey, Joseph, you're garbling up. But on this Bozo the Clown birthday balloon we had fly over, okay? Don't fall for that, people. Don't fall for that.
Right.
Well, you still on?
Well, you know, Virgil, we were talking about that a little earlier. And if you do not think that China owns Joe Biden and our military, well, let me tell you this. This was a reconnaissance balloon, spy balloon, whatever you call it. The clip that they carry on that is the same type of cameras that Google uses off the satellite to give you the pictures you look at on your phone when you're using your Google Maps, all right?
This thing
was not only seen, but it was allowed to complete its mission before they supposedly shoot it down. All right. Now, they shoot it down and ho-ho, they did. This stuff was sending this information back to China as it was floating across the U.S. And all they did was verify where American solos were, if there were any new construction. This was not any kind of targeting device, but that gave them the information they need to draw coordinates to the seal on those fuckers.
Yep. Okay. Now, here's the thing, Russell. Okay. This thing's flying around over the continental United States. They said it came in over Alaska. Okay. How many people out there ever heard of Nome Logistics Center in Alaska?
Yeah.
It's where they got the B-52 bases. It's also mm-hmm. where they deploy weather balloons at. So here you got this thing coming in over the United States. What's Biden doing? Biden's jumping on a plane going to Philadelphia. You know, every other air traffic is shut down because of this thing. They don't know what it's going to
mm-hmm.
do. Oh, but the Secret Service is going to let the president fly on Air Force One. You know, I mean, this thing here, you know, as far as we're concerned, you know, this thing could have been carrying air-to-air missiles on it to shoot the plane down or whatever, you know.
Or Russell said earlier, or bio.
So that leads me to believe what this thing was a tremendous-sized garbage bag filled with helium, and that satellite with them solar panels and all of that shit on there, that was just some big-ass Legos they put together and held together with Flex Seal. I guarantee you that is not, because if it was true, by now Navy divers are some of the best divers in the world. Okay, where this thing crashed, I guarantee you there's going to be remnants left of it. But don't know, they're showing the balloon coming, the pieces of the balloon coming in on a boat. Okay, where's the hardware? Where's the electronic hardware? You're going to find something at the point of impact, whether it's mm-hmm. at the top of the ocean or whether it sinks down. They're going to get to it. You know, where's the proof? Where's the evidence? You know, on CNN and Fox News and everything else. Look, we got a piece of a camera here. We got a piece of this. We got a piece of that. That thing has about as much chance from being from China, Russell, as I have as much of a chance as Jennifer Aniston show up at my front door naked, drunk, and wanting to do a porno with me. Okay.
Was a vintage stripper.
Biden came out with that Made in the USA. I guarantee you, somewhere on that son of a bitch, just got Made in the USA wrote on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a diversion. It's a diversion, Russell. It was all a diversion.
Whatever the case. I don't think it was a diversion. Just due to the fact that it may very well be, they got plenty of stuff going on out that they would want to do. Attention from. I will agree with you on that. I mean, stuff on Hunter gets crazier. They've had to admit to the biochemical lab.
You're cutting out, Russell.
Yeah. Every other sentence.
Okay, I'm just saying, was there? I don't know if it was diversion or not, but what I was saying was, I will agree with Virgil to the point to what that they have a lot of stuff going on right now that they would like to divert attention from. Hunter's laptop gets better and better by the day. People are asking the same questions now that we've been asking for the last 2 years. Like, why are they talking about tax charges and a weapons charge when he's standing there holding a bag full of crack cocaine and has 12, 13-year-old Chinese girls in lingerie in his hotel room? He's already been tied directly to these bio labs and financing them. They were running stories on that today. I mean, this corruption, you can't deny it. I wanted to believe the FBI wasn't completely sold out, Virgil, but at this point, I was hoping there were some good people that are finally going to break silence and stand up. But you know what? I think I'm wrong, Virgil. I think the whole damn organization is corrupt from the ground floor up. I don't think there's one good man or woman left in the FBI today.
Not unless you're an outsider. Okay. If you're not with the clique... If you're not with the clique, if you're not an outsider, and you try to change things from the inside, man, they come down on you and they're going to crucify you. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, this is why I say this is a diversion. This is why I say this bullshit, this Bozo the Clown balloon, was a diversion. Why send a reconnaissance balloon over the United States to observe satellite, to observe missile silos that have been there basically since the late 1960s and haven't been updated since the Reagan administration? I mean, these things are still analog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the rockets are so old, AutoZone don't even carry parts for them no more, Russell. I mean,
Well, that's what I said on the last show.
They already know where our silos are. We know where their silos are. We know where the fake silos are. We can track the mobile missiles. We can track this. We can track that. You know, I mean, if you're looking up in the sky, it's real easy for somebody to walk up on you and kick you in the nuts. I mean, I just don't buy anything they're selling anymore. I just don't buy anything they're selling anymore. And they've lied to us so much, and they've come up with so much. They've come up with so many harebrained schemes, trying to insult the intelligence of smart people.
It's back with the latest Virgil now. Oh, Trump had a Chinese spy come right over when he was in charge, but nothing was said about it. Come on, we all know that's bullshit. You know, this is what they're saying after this came out.
I mean, Russell, why spend all that money, time, and effort and risk an international incident to gain classified information when all you have to do is go to Joe Biden's garage and take him out the glove compartment of his fucking Corvette? Because everybody knows. How stupid can you be? In the words of Creepy Joe, come on, man. Classified documents do not go in a garage next to a Corvette. They go in the freezer next to Hunter's codeine popsicles. That's where you keep classified documents, in the freezer next to your son's codeine popsicles.
Right. But, you know, I don't know. This whole thing is so weird, man. I mean, what else do you think?
I mean, I got more entertainment out of watching the vote in the House to get iPhone IMAR off of the Foreign Relations Committee. I mean, that was I was waiting for a WWF free fall to happen up in there. It was hilarious, Russell. I know y'all don't like to watch that kind of stuff. I watched it from start to finish. It was hilarious.
I saw it. I thought when AOC started bouncing up and down, so raising her hands, you know, doing her shout out.
and then get this, Russell, and then get this. Then they show Fancy Nancy. Okay? Fancy Nancy, promoter of the Underwear Hammer Fight Club, okay? She gets up there with a tissue in front of the camera, said she's crying. She's crying for Omar because they kicked her off. Crying. Oh, so delicately. You know? And, I mean, man, it was just hilarious. It was just hilarious. I mean, these people ought to get an Emmy. You know,
right?
Piss on Days of Your Lives, Piss on Young and the Restless. You know, y'all ain't got shit on these people. Y'all should get an Emmy. I'm serious, man. I'm serious.
Well, we said this many times, guys. You know, these guys are losing control, and slowly, but they're losing control of the situation, and they're going to do everything they can to keep that power, even kill the entire country if they have to.
I mean,
you know?
Anytime. You get the squad, you get all these Democrats, you get all of these crybabies, all these snowflake liberals, socialists, whatever. Anytime they forget about a black man being beat to death by five police officers in Memphis, Tennessee.
White supremacy.
White supremacy. And they start screaming. They get one of theirs kicked out of one of the clubs up there. Oh, they forget all about that. Oh, it's all about iPhone Omar. It's all about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's because she's a Muslim, because she's black, because she's this, because she's that. You know?
Because she's a dodgy cunt.
But, I can guarantee if she was in Iran or Islam opening her mouth, she'd be stoned to death.
You see, Russell, and everybody out there, my grandfather taught me this a long time ago. And this especially goes out to AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who put on the best show out of this whole thing.
Was she good?
I mean, I almost jumped out of my recliner and gave her a standing ovation. but my grandfather taught me this a long time ago. A lot of times it's best to keep your mouth shut and let everybody think you're stupid instead of running off at the mouth and letting everybody hear how stupid you really are. Because silence can never be misquoted.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And that's where a lot of people got these problems. Oh, and they was all over Marjorie. They was all over Marjorie Taylor Greene. They was calling her a terrorist. They were saying she had something to do with January 6th, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. They were trying to turn the tables on her. And, I mean, it was just hilarious, Russell. You need to watch it on YouTube. Get you some popcorn. Get you a soda with some crushed ice. Go to Sonic and get you one of them Route 44 Cokes with that crushed ice real, real good and sit there and watch that. Sit there and watch that. I'm telling you, it is just fucking just entertaining as shit. Especially when they took the vote. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we mentioned with this last week, Virgil, that it's all shit and pony shows.
Well, the thing is, Joseph, the thing is, my point is, you got people unspooled people.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. Well, he dropped the call. He should be calling back in. But, yeah, you know, I mean, he's right because, you know, seeing stupidity out of people today, man, I've been seeing that a lot. Have you?
Oh, yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, we talked about this on the show before, Joseph, about how we have two generations of Americans coming up that have been taught to hate their country, that America is bad, you know, all this bullshit, woke shit. Now, you're sitting there going, well, how are these companies going along with this shit? Why don't they stand up? Why don't they fall back? Why do they just go, oh, yeah, we'll roll with that or whatever? You want to know why? Because the first generation of those kids are now in corporate, running companies, sitting on the board of directors, and they were never taught that their first responsibility is to the shareholder, maximizing profit, okay? And they're all about this woke stuff, and they've come into positions of power in these companies. Some of them deserve to work for, of course, and that sort of thing. Some of it not so much, but, and this is how you lose country, because this first generation of these brain-dead, anti-American fucks are now in the age where they're sitting in corporations on corporate boards, and they have no loyalty to their shareholders. Their loyalty is to this agenda, and I think that's why you're seeing a lot of these big companies go woke, and you're sitting there going, wait a minute. The hell did that happen? And I think that's what it is, Joseph. What do you think?
You know what? You could be right. What do you think, Myrtle?
I tell you what, it's not only on that level. It's not only on that level. You go to some of these plants right now, and they've got these operators sitting in the desk, you know, throwing switches and this, that, and the other. You got to walk on eggs around them, man. You got to watch what you say. You got to watch what you say. I had an email come back to the office. They won't let me in IMTT St. Rose no more. I was rude and obnoxious. I was rude and obnoxious because I told them to cut the pump off that the trailer had enough loaded in it. And I had to yell because it was loud. I just said, okay, shut it down. And they sent an email saying I was rude and obnoxious.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, it's getting to the point. It's getting to the point where I got. I'm just gonna have to put my multicolor Afro wig on. You know, my LGBTQKMOUSC, and a riding with Biden T-shirt, and go in with a veggie pizza with soy cheese because milk is murder now. You know, you're not supposed to buy milk. Milk is murder. And you know, and some coloring books and crayons. You know, now the safe space is up to them. I can't bring that with me. You know. You know, I can pull them to the porta shiver, you know. You can go up in there, you know, draw all you want. But I mean, it's getting so bad, Russell. I mean, I swear, sometimes I pull up to these plants or to some of these places, and I walk into the security shed, and I'm surprised I don't see them sitting on the floor sucking their thumbs.
In a fetal position.
Yeah, man.
You're breaking up, Russell.
They just found showing how the productivity of the American worker has dropped. You pay the motherfuckers to sit at home 2 years on their asses and do nothing. Now they have to go back to work. And they don't want to. They go, well, I can't go with Penny to pay
no,
to do a job.
Let China Dial Joe tell it. He created, since he's been in office, 12 million jobs. 500,000 since January. I just heard that today on the news. Okay? You see how Common Core math works, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, so Russell, what I want you to do from now on at your job, I want you to apply the same math that Joe Biden is applying. You know that Common Core math where 2 and 2 is 5?
Yeah.
You know, when you go out on a survey job, and let's just see, if you think the power grids are fucked up in Texas now, you know, let Russell get with that space age calculator, engineer calculator he's got, and let's put down 2 and 2 is 5. 1 and 3 is 6. And I don't know, 2 and 8 is 12. Okay. Let's work those kind of measurements in on your figures next time, Russell. And let's see what kind of shit we can really fuck up.
Okay.
I guarantee you, if Biden had Russell's job, you would be getting power poles crashing through your fucking roof and driving into your fucking living rooms.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And it's just... You know, it's a new program out. I have I just heard a little bit of it today. I didn't get a chance to listen to the story, but it's some kind of ERG something like that, which do how they want to deliver. That pretty much covers anything they want to do. Environment. I mean, you know, it's crazy. They don't ever stop, man. They never stop. They never quit thinking.
Right.
And FYI, Russell, Joe Rogan is on the hit list now.
Uh-oh.
Joe Rogan, okay?
What he did?
He did a documentary. No. He's on Greta Thunberg's list and all of the tree huggers. He did a documentary on lithium mining. Okay? And it's been taken down and putting back up more times than prostitute's drawers, I guess. I don't know. But he did that video on lithium mining, and they're not happy about it.
Of course not. Because they don't want people to see what their green agenda calls. I think we even talked about this on the show earlier about sending $55 billion to Africa. For this, that.
That's right.
That was one reason to secure lithium supplies and make sure everybody under 10 years old has got their little ass out there with a cup digging.
Uh-huh. Yep. Oh, no, you're not. You know, I mean, you connect all of these dots because guess what they also else came out with? Buddy, they just keep telling on themselves. They're just making confessions in the last year and a half, Russell. In the last year and a half, heart attacks in the United States have increased.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine
heart
that?
Heart attacks and lung disease.
Heart attacks have gone up in the United States 30%. 30%.
Gee, wonder what caused that. You know what? I'm glad you said that. That reminded me of something. Let me throw that out here real quick, guys. Pfizer has gotten straight up busted for doing gain of function on COVID so they can continue to sell. I mean, this is absolutely the most criminal genocidal thing that has ever probably in the history of the world. And Pfizer, behind it, they have been manufacturing new strains of COVID so they can come up with, you got to have this booster, you got to have this guy, this thing. And people are lining up and getting their discharge and dying by the thousands.
Oh, yes. They're looking into these high school college athletes that are falling out on basketball courts. Cheerleaders are falling out. Cardiac arrest, you know, past perfect bill of health. But all of them have one thing in common. They all got the vaccine.
Yep.
They all got the vaccine. Hey,
yep.
Guess what, people? There was one other little incident too where the government used germ warfare. This is not the first one. It was when the government sent blankets to the Indian reservations contaminated with smallpox in order to kill the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a documented fact. So don't think that atrocities stopped with you know, with the passing of Christopher Columbus and all these other people, okay? This government is sinister. This government is cold-hearted. It's cruel. And they have one thing in mind. They want to keep you as workers. They want to keep you as slaves. They don't want you to become independent. They don't want you, because if you become independent, what the hell you need them for?
Mm-hmm.
They're all self-appointed little legislators and dictators, and they want to keep you, their foot on your throat. Okay? And
mm-hmm.
as soon as you come to the realization of this, then maybe you'll start taking some incentive to do something about it. And you're not going to vote it out, like Russell said. You're not going to lawsuit it out. You know, nobody gives it to you. You got to take it.
Right.
You got to take it back. You got to take it back. Because bullets change governments way more efficiently and faster than votes.
Yep.
And nobody's going to argue me down on that one.
Yep. That's definitely a fact. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but there is no way other than that to fix the mess ourselves in. And as soon as you understand that, the better off we will be. But apparently most of y'all want to continue to hide behind the Bible. And, well, you know, you know what? Virgil was right a year or so ago when he said that you motherfuckers ain't going to get off your asses until they come to take your shit. Let me tell you something. When it gets to that point, they're going to get your shit. And they're going to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Dead or enslaved is what you're going to be, because it's going to be too fucking late.
You see, Russell, mm-hmm. what we got here, we got these Bible thumpers, okay? And they're sitting down and they're waiting. They're looking. They're waiting. They're praying. Stand, kneel, pray, you know, all of this, pass the collection plate, you know, a couple hours every Sunday, then you go home and watch football, okay? They're waiting on God to do something. But what about this? Let's put this into the mix. What if God is waiting on us to do something?
Well, I've said that all along, Virgil. From day one. And yes, you know, when they said, God's got this, yes, God's got this. But you know what? You cannot show me one place in the Bible, one fucking victory in the Bible, anywhere where God's people did not have to take action. I don't care if it was as simple as marching around the walls of Jericho. God's people had to get off their asses, trust in him, and carry the fucking load on their shoulders to fix what was
wrong.
Been like that.
See, Rob.
Through fucking history.
That's right, because it does say, God helps those that help themselves. Ooh, we forgot about that one, didn't we? Didn't we, people?
Yep.
So, it's up to you. You know, it's up to you,
yep.
People. You know, you want to wear the blue jumpsuits and, you know, march in line, you know, and chant like in that movie, The Mummy, he mota, Joe Biden, you know, you go right ahead. You know, it's your life, it ain't mine.
Brother.
What?
Guess what I... yesterday. I just happened to be flipping through my
prime stuff, and I thought, I said, what the hell, man? And they were running Fahrenheit 451.
I might have to check that one out.
Where the firemen become the book burners, and they raid houses and this and that.
Right.
Yeah, that's still a great movie. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it, because it's a pretty good example of what's happening right now.
Well, I finally got one of the Y or Z generation to watch the movie Soylent Green. And when they watched it and they watched that food riot scene, mm-hmm. and they said, look, those people got masks on. Those people have masks on. Look, they're doing this is going on. I said, yeah, ain't it funny? You know, it looks like they wrote this movie yesterday, didn't it?
Right.
And they were just, you know, boom.
And everything's happening just like the movie.
Mm-hmm. I'm still scraping brains off of the ceiling, you know, because where it blew their mind. And, you know, I said, you know, life does imitate art and vice versa.
Yep. Yep.
You know?
They're wanting to see bugs now, right? That's why they want to do away with all the eggs.
Boy, look, oh man, a nice pizza, a nice, you know, pan pizza with some dehydrated roaches on it. Oh man, that's just delicious. That's just
right.
Delicious.
I went to two of the big box stores this weekend. I went to the Costco off 99, and then I went to the Sam off Brow Road. And I've been to the grocery stores, but those places have been pretty sturdy, because I think probably because of how close they are tied to the government. But I noticed that shelves were getting thin in Nicotine Land, and we told you after the first of the year, and ladies and gentlemen, here it is February, the summer ain't looking good.
Nope. Just imagine you walk into your favorite bar, you know, and you give me a good cold draft, you know, good Bud Light draft, and you know, bartender throws up, instead of a bowl of pretzels, throws up some dehydrated grasshoppers for you to munch on. You know, he puts a little salt.
Right. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Let's get that flame and everything. You guys want to do so tomorrow?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
What else do you think is going to happen in the next
38 hours? I hope that my truck doesn't cost $5,000 to fix.
Uh-oh.
I brought it to Capital Mac. Oh, yeah. Good money out? It's got either some trash in the fuel line or either the fuel pump's going out or something's wrong with the injectors. But it's going down the road, and then all of a sudden it just loses power. And I have to hit the primer pump under the hood and restart it and everything else. And sometimes it'll stay running, sometimes it won't. I was coming back
sounds
from Shreveport on 49.
Sounds
and,
like the injectors.
Well, it could be the fuel pump, but I got it over to Capital Mac this morning, and Sean's gonna take a look at it and see, And he said, as far as we know right now, it could be $1,200. It could be $5,000. You know,
right.
So we're going to see.
Where you got your gas. You might have been dirty or something, you know. Probably.
Well, I can tell you what. I can tell you what. The diesel fuel and the gasoline, I don't know if anybody else is having this problem, but my pickup truck is not getting the same mileage it got with the same kind of gas that we put in. We've been putting regular gas since we got the thing, and we're getting at least 35 to 50 miles less on the fill up
of
the tank.
Water down,
and it's a fresh oil change. You know, well, no, it's that what I think it is that they're putting more alcohol in that gas, you know, that ethanol, and that shit burns quick, and plus it evaporates. Alcohol evaporates.
I've been noticing it. I've actually been noticing it whenever we fill up, that gas goes quick. It goes real quick.
The diesel is burning quick. I mean, it's terrible, man. They're hitting us in all different directions. I mean, from diesel fuel to eggs. You know, I mean, nine all the way up. My friend came from, she was passing back through from Florida, going back up to Colorado Springs, and she was telling me, she stopped by and picked up a gun from me, Nikki Curran. She's great. She's beautiful. And her and her daughter, and she was going back, and she was saying eggs up there, they're paying $14-$15 a dozen.
Damn. I saw where somebody paid over here, I think it was the other part of the other side of New Mexico, where they were paying almost $20 for eggs.
You know what?
I was like, damn.
You know what a lot of that was, though, and I just watched a little, I just couldn't call it a documentary, but it was a guy on there who was raising chickens and stuff, and he said his chickens stopped laying. And I don't know what feed it is, but it was a real popular feed that everybody used on that on their chickens. He said, he goes, he heard that they were messing with that feed in some way or whatever. So they're trying to get this vaccine and everything any way they can. And he said he checked food, and he said 2 days later his chicken started laying again. And so I don't know how much truth there is to that, but that's the second or third story that I've heard along those lines like that.
I have friends over here.
We'll just pick that
out. It was, we could do that and everything. So,
the people down here, they're doing the same thing. They're using they're mixing like rice bran and day old stale bread they're getting from the bakeries and things like that. They're mixing. They're making their own feed. Deer corn, you know, grinding up regular deer corn you buy up. And they say their chickens are having less problems. So,
if they're buying, turf fried chicken feed from Tractor Supply, that's what the feed is.
It's not on a Tractor Supply. It's at every feed mill stores you go to. They get it all from the same place. They just put a different name on the bag, Joe.
That's right.
Yeah,
true.
But, all right, guys.
I got a bug out of here.
All right. Well, we'll be here tomorrow and everything. So y'all stay tuned. Virgil, you be careful out there on the YouTube. We'll see y'all.
Right.
Have a good night.
Good luck. Good luck on your truck, brother. I hope it's the low end.
Yeah, I hope so
too,
brother.
All right, well, good night, guys. Good night, America. Yes, yo, Ty fucking yay. I'm going to go play like a kid play.
All right.
All right, everybody. See y'all tomorrow.
All right. Good night. Good night.